Extreme hygiene.
Hi, Jim. How was the weekend with your sister?
It was good to see her. I spent some time with my little nephew, but it wasn't very relaxing.
Oh dear, why not?
Well, my sister has developed a new habit. She likes to keep everything really clean.
That's a good thing, right? Now that I am preparing to move, I am finding so much dust everywhere. I can't believe I've been living in so much dirt.
Well, yes, it's good to be clean, but her house is like a hospital.
Oh, no.
I stayed there for 3 days. She washed my sheets and towels every day. The washing machine was running all day long.
That sounds like hotel service.
Yeah, and she was cleaning nonstop. She was always spraying kitchen surfaces and door handles.
I use those sprays. I find them really convenient.
Me too, but not every day. She even asked me to wash my hands before playing with my nephew.
Really?
Yes. And of course, I had to wash my hands with antibacterial soap. I nearly got angry at that point.
Wow. Did you try to talk to her about this?
I tried, but she wouldn't listen. It's like she is at war with all bacteria. It's been that way since her son got a nasty virus last year. I understand that she wants to keep my nephew from getting sick, but I think it's too much.
You're right. You know, that kind of clean environment actually isn't good for children.
I agree. Kids need to be exposed to dirt and germs. It helps them build their immune systems.
Right. Many scientists worry that we are overusing antibiotics and antibacterial products.
Yeah, there's a lot in the press about that these days. My doctor has even stopped giving antibiotics for the cold and flu.
Yes, everybody now knows bacteria can become resistant to antibiotics.
The more we use those products, the more we are actually harming ourselves.
Exactly. The conclusion should be that we don't have to fight every single germ on this planet. Just use common sense when maintaining hygiene.
Right.